Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
See, when musician and producer Sylvia Robinson first met young artists Big Bank Hank, Wonder Mike, and Master G, she gave them a name, the Sugar Hill Gang.
Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the CAS.
And in 1979, she produced their first single, Rapper's Delight.
You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously.
The song was a quick hit in the United States. It is widely considered to be the song that introduced the rap sound to the corporate world. In the 40 years since, hip-hop has become a multi-billion dollar industry. According to a recent report by the Nielsen Broadcast Rating Company, hip-hop is more popular than rock and pop for the first time in history. The report was released at the end of last year. It found that out of the top 10 most consumed music albums, 7 of them came from hip-hop. Sylvia Robinson, who died in 2011, was known as the mother of hip-hop. But in general, women within the genre are not as recognized as men. Hip-hop unquestionably remains a male-dominated industry.
Charis E. Kubrin is a professor of criminology, law, and society at the University of California, Irvine. In 2009, she released a joint study with Ronald Weitzer. Their research examined misogynistic themes in rap songs. The study looked at over 400 rap songs from the 1990s. Out of all of the songs they examined for the study, Kubrin noted that only 13 of them were by female rappers.
That doesn't mean female rappers didn't exist. Recall that these are commercially successful platinum albums. And so, you know, of course the question becomes, what happens that female rappers are not making it to these highest levels?
The University of Southern California Annenberg Inclusion Initiative is a research and advocacy group. In January, it released the results of a 6-year study on inclusion within the recording studio. The study found that from 2012 to 2017, women represented less than 23% of artists whose songs made Billboard's Hot 100 list. The study also showed that more than 90% of Grammy Award nominees between 2013 and 2018 were male. And it found that out of 651 music producers, only 2% were women. This lack of female artists shows how difficult it has been and continues to be for female rappers to break through, Kubrin says.
I keep waiting for this golden year, this golden time period to happen for female MCs. And I feel like the structural forces of the industry, right, all of these things are so strong that I'm not quite as optimistic as I used to be.
Last October, Cardi B became the first female rapper since Lauryn Hill in 1998 to have a song top the Billboard Hot 100 chart with no other credited artist.
Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly,
for fans of female rappers, this marked a moment of hope. And yet, in some ways, Kubrin feels that things have moved backwards. There have been some female artists that have broken through, like Nicki Minaj. However, they remain the exceptions. Kubrin says that many of the difficulties female artists faced in the 1990s are still present today. She said, "The gatekeepers in this industry are mostly men, and there's challenges that occurred back in the 90s that we're still seeing today." Female artists add much-needed diversity to the sounds of the hip-hop industry, Kubrin says.
You can look today and find lots of female rappers. Perhaps they're not making it in the mainstream, right? They're not having those platinum albums. But boy, are they bringing a diversity of perspectives.
Efforts like Where My Girls are providing more chances for female involvement within the music industry. New York-based rapper Day Burger launched Where My Girls in October. She named the initiative after her 2017 song. She hopes Where My Girls will empower young girls and help them find their music interests.
Just thinking with the idea of Where My Girls, it prompted us to, you know, maybe start an initiative where we can bring the younger girls in and, you know, maybe find their musical voice or production voice or, you know, just something I never had when I was a kid. So if you could find out young, it's going to be great, you know?
I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
Ladies, with my girls with the blonde hair, with my girls with the jet black, with my girls with the purple hair. With